My ambition is to become even greater than you. The greatest merchant, the wealthiest man, and the greatest salesman in all the world. Patros leaned back and studied the young dark face. The smell from the animals was still on his clothes, but the youth displayed little humility in his manner. And what will you do with all this great wealth and the fearsome power that will surely accompany it?
I will do as you do. My family will be provided with the finest of worldly goods, and the rest I will share with those in need.
Patros shook his head. Wealth, my son, should never be your goal in life. Your words are eloquent, but they are mere words. True wealth is of the heart, not of the purse. Hafid persisted. Art thou not wealthy, sire? The old man smiled at Hafid's boldness. Hafid, so far as material wealth is concerned, there is only one difference between myself and the lowliest beggar outside Herod's palace. The beggar thinks only of his next meal, and I think only of the meal that will be my last. No, my son, do not aspire for wealth, and labor not only to be rich. Strive instead for happiness, to be loved, and to love, and more important, to acquire peace of mind and serenity. Hafid continued to persist, but these things are impossible without gold. Who can live in poverty with peace of mind? How can one be happy with an empty stomach? How can one demonstrate love for one's family if he is unable to feed and clothe and house them?